Hello everyone, it's Toby Strong with another short story, and this one is about one of the occasions I've been lucky enough to work with Sir David Attenborough, and it's called Dabbling with David. I had worked with Sir David a few times before, but whenever the phone rings and you're asked to film with him, there is an electric thrill that I cannot imagine any other person on the planet could induce. I was asked to film his closing piece to camera for the series Planet Earth 2, which is a huge honour, and it was to be shot on top of the Shard in London. We arrived very early indeed, as there are certain days you really, really don't want to mess up. Not many people have ever been or are allowed on the top of the Shard, and as we were escorted to the top through a little trapdoor and up a ladder, the view emerged and vertigo sucked at us as the whole of London was laid out to the horizon. We set up as quickly as possible and tested the cameras and sound. We also had a helicopter that would film the huge wide shot circling David. A few days before, it had been his 90th birthday, and I had wanted to get him something special. He had a love of natural history books, and I had found a copy of Beneath Tropic Seas, printed in 1926, the year of his birth, by William Beebe. I had wrapped it and left it downstairs with someone so that he could have it when he left. As per usual, David arrived early. We'd been concerned about him getting up to the roof, but he shimmied up the ladder like a koala. "Morning all, who gave me the beeb?" waving the book in the air. He hadn't been able to resist opening his present. "Me, Sir David." "Ah, Toby, come, sit. Are you a collector?" "I have a few books, Sir David." I mentioned some names. "Good authors," he said, but he took exception to one naturalist. "Awful man, get rid of his books as soon as you're home." "Excellent present, thank you. There was a hole in my library that this has filled." The director came over. "Sir David, the helicopter is hovering nearby and we should probably get started." "I'm talking to Toby. Helicopters can wait." We finished chatting. He stood up and delivered the most incredibly moving piece to camera about our responsibility to the natural world and the planet. It is mesmerizing to watch him work. We all cleared the roof to allow the helicopter to get its shots and we descended to the 23rd floor where we had been given a room to pack our kit. 10 minutes later, the lift pinged. Out came Sir David on his own. He had wanted to personally come up, and he thanked us for our hard work that day. A few days later, I received a package in the post. It was a signed autobiography from him, inscribed with the words, "Dear Toby, thank you for our shared time above London," and a 2-page handwritten letter thanking me for the book and what a thoughtful gift it was. That year, he had received many hundreds of cards and letters for his birthday from people. He had replied to every single one. He really is a truly great man. Thank you so much for listening, and do please subscribe.